Hi there. Welcome to Laughter and Libations. I'm Shanil, and this is podcast episode number 35. This episode is Laughing Matters. It's the end of the month episode for March, and that means it's time to celebrate, mix up the libation of the month, rant about random things that I find funny, and answer questions received throughout the month from listeners like you. What a difference a day makes. Yesterday we had winds and severe thunderstorms. The wind blew so hard the power went out for a little while. Today we have sunny skies and the return of pollen. Yes, pollen is dancing in the air again. It's got to happen and we've got to learn to live with it. You'll hear no complaining from me about it. Not today, because the first thing I'm celebrating is having a fairly clear voice and almost no allergy symptoms. It's a great day when I can breathe easily. I do not take it for granted. And despite all of the pollen, I like this time of year. When spring comes around, I think of new beginnings. I think of trying new things. What's one new experience you want to have this year? Take a few moments and identify one new experience you want to have this year. Just one. Close your eyes and imagine what it will be like. Where are you? What are you doing? How do you feel? Now celebrate having that new experience. I know it hasn't happened yet. Pretend it has and get happy about it. That's the point. Get happy about it. Feel some joy about it. Energize that image that you're holding. What else are you celebrating? It's been a whole month. I know something good has shown up in your life. Identify two more things to celebrate. Perhaps you accomplished something you've been working on for a while. Celebrate your accomplishment. You may have helped someone else accomplish a goal. Celebrate that person's accomplishment and your ability and willingness to help. I have one highlight that I want to share, and it's definitely a celebration. It happened a few days ago. Woody and I had a chance to celebrate with our close friends, who are really family to us. Happy birthday to Janice and Janice. We had a lovely time. We had a delicious dinner and spent hours catching up with them. There was a whole lot of laughter, and there was definitely a whole lot of joy. The libation of the month is a Monte Carlo. I promise this will be so easy. You don't even need a shaker. You can build the libation right in your glass if you like. I'm using a rocks glass. The recipe calls for three ingredients: Angostura bitters, rye whiskey, and Benedictine. You use one dash of Angostura bitters, 2 ounces of rye whiskey, and 1/2 ounce of Benedictine. I plan to garnish my libation with a lemon twist, so I already have it ready. So let's get started. I have my rocks glass. Nothing's in it. No ice. I'm just going to pour the ingredients directly into the glass, starting with the bitters. So the recipe says, or at least the recipe I found, says one dash. I'm using two. Okay. You can smell it already. I love the smell. The second ingredient is 2 ounces of rye whiskey. I'm not using rye whiskey. I'm using a Japanese whiskey that I like. And then you add a half ounce of Benedictine. Easy. All three ingredients are in the glass. I haven't done anything else yet. I'm actually going to try something new. I'm using one large block of ice. So I'm adding it to the glass carefully. Not as carefully as I needed to. And I'm going to stir just a little bit. Okay, and I'm going to add my lemon twist. And that's it. I said it would be easy. I didn't lie. Let's taste. Wow. That's good. I'm glad I added two dashes of the Angostura instead of one. I like the way it smells. And let's taste one more time. It has a really good flavor. It really softens the whiskey. It makes it super easy to drink. The whiskey I used is already pretty smooth. And this just makes it even more so. And it's not too sweet. I thought it was going to be a little too sweet, but it's just sweet enough. And the lemon, I like the smell of that with it too. I can sip this for a while. Let me know what you think. Cheers. I'm still sipping my Monte Carlo. I think the ice melting in it is making it better. Yes. It seems like it just needed a little bit of water, and it's even smoother. I love it and definitely want to know what you think. It's time for rants. I have three to share. The first two have some things in common. Both deal with time and sleep. I'll start by sharing a dream. At the beginning of the month, in the middle of a work week, I have this dream. In the dream, I'm asleep in my bed at home. My phone is next to the bed as always, and the alarm on the phone goes off. I open my eyes, reach for the phone, wait to hear the low and high temperatures for the day, dismiss the alarm, and get out of bed. I walk to the bathroom and begin my morning ritual of preparing for the day. I see myself very clearly in the mirror brushing my teeth. Some time passes. I don't know how much. It doesn't feel like a very long time. My alarm goes off again. I open my eyes, reach for the phone, wait to hear the low and high temperatures for the day, dismiss the alarm, and get out of bed. I walk to the bathroom, turn on the light, look in the mirror, and pause. For a few seconds, I feel unsure about what's happening, unclear about the time, and a little off. I know I've already done this today. I prepare my toothbrush and begin brushing my teeth again. As I brush, I wonder why I'm here doing the same thing again. And every now and then, I look back at the bed and then stare really hard at myself in the mirror. I've been thinking about this experience all month, and I have one question. Did I get out of the bed and brush my teeth once or twice that morning? I know, it's crazy. Have you ever had a dream that was so vivid? You had a hard time distinguishing the dream from this. You believe you are awake right now. I believe I'm awake right now too. Are we? This human experience is really weird sometimes, right? It's really weird. Okay, moving on. My second rant. Well, you could say it's about wanting to sleep more when I'm on vacation. Woody and I took a 7-day vacation in the middle of the month. I had an excellent time. I got some much-needed sunshine. I took long walks in the mornings. I spent long hours on the beach and laid out by the pool. I ate what I wanted, and you know I enjoyed many libations. You know what I didn't do? I didn't sleep in late, okay? I did not. Does this happen to you too? Do you have trouble adjusting to a different sleep schedule when you take a break from work and go on vacation? I tried to sleep late. I really tried to do it. I just couldn't. My body would not do what I wanted it to do. Every single morning, I'd wake up between 5:30 and 6 a.m. There was no going back to sleep. My internal clock would not turn off. It didn't adjust even a little. So I had no choice except to get up and get going. That's probably why I had a couple of days when I walked more than 20,000 steps. Yes, 20,000 steps. I almost never walk that much at home. All of that early morning walking put me over the top for my daily goal for steps. So I guess waking up early on vacation can be beneficial. Okay, for my third rant. You might want to take a seat. This is a little long. It's about me and little beings. Little critters. Look, me and little critters do not get along. I do my best to go about my business and leave them alone. And I expect them to leave me alone. Don't get into my personal space, and there won't be any problems. If you get into my personal space or get too close to my person, we're going to have problems. I really wish I could forget all about this, but I can't. Just thinking about it makes my skin itch. I remember the day I was coming out of the grocery store thinking about food, thinking about what I was going to have for dinner. I walk up to my car and the sun hit just right for me to notice a little critter, an ant, making its way across the window on the driver's side. I ignore it and reach for the car handle. There's another one. I ignore it and get in, start the car and take off. It's after work and rush hour in Atlanta. Cars are bumper to bumper, so I have to keep my eyes on the road and really pay attention to everything going on around me. On the way home, I notice another ant crawling across the dashboard, followed by yet another one. Now, these little critters have my attention. I'm driving and wondering, is this a fluke or what? I don't eat in my car. I barely even drink water in my car. I never leave the windows down, nothing like that. So I'm wondering, where did the ants come from? I start feeling a bit anxious and speed up. I make it home. As soon as I pull the car into the garage, I get out to inspect the car. I don't see any activity in the car. I don't know where the two ants I'd seen earlier are. You know, I don't know where they disappeared to. I walk around the car. I'm looking and looking, and I don't see much activity. I don't see anything unusual until I open the door of the passenger side. Ants are crawling around in one area where the door seals. I want to jump back. I don't. Instead, I bend down to see if I can figure out where the ants are coming from. Or, well, where are they going? I can't. I give up. I call Woody. As soon as he sees what's going on, he's going on about getting some ant spray. I back the car out of the garage. Now both of us are looking around the garage and in the driveway. We look everywhere, trying to find where these ants are coming from. We have no luck. It's a whole thing. Woody wants to spray. I don't want the poison in my car. Woody turns on the water hose, sprays the car, and ants run in every direction. I'm running around too because I don't want to get hit with the water or step on the ants. I could feel a couple of them crawling on my hands, and I don't even know how they got there. I'm jumping around and shaking my hands and waving my arms just everywhere. I'm sure it was great entertainment for our neighbors. Anyway, amazingly, the water seems to work. The ants seem to go away, and it's getting dark. So I drive the car back into the garage, and we lock up and go into the house. The next morning, I get up and casually walk downstairs to check the car. And guess what? They're back! Yes, the little critters are back. I get Woody up, we dress as quickly as we can, and we're back outside for part two of this nightmare. My plans to run errands are canceled. I feel like I'm a captive at home trying to figure out what in the world is going on with these ants. I search for possible solutions on YouTube to get, trying to figure out how to get rid of them. I don't like the options at all. Meanwhile, Woody remembers that we have ant traps. We used them a long time ago. It was during a time when we found ants underneath the kitchen sink. I don't have a better idea, so I agree that we should use them. There's just one problem. I don't want to really harm the ants. I really don't. They broke my rule. They invaded my personal space. I know. It just didn't feel like a good thing to do. So I addressed the matter directly. I stand in my driveway and give the ants one last chance to make a different decision. I'm like, hey, ant community, ant friends, I don't want to hurt you. I really don't. It's been 2 days of this. We can't share the same space. I'm sorry. I need my car back. I don't know what attracted you to my car in the first place. There's no special food or anything delicious in it or around it. Can't you find another place? I strongly advise you to get out of here now before it's too late. They ignore my public service announcement and continue gathering around the passenger door, the hood. They're everywhere. I throw my hands up. I just give up. We place one trap on the car hood and a second one near the passenger door because that's where they seem to be. Then we watch. We watch as the ant community grows. It grows. I'm horrified. I don't even have the words to truly describe how disappointed I was. In no time, a very uniform line forms from the trap, the one that's on the hood, to wherever it was they were going. We never actually found their home. And there was zero interest in the second trap that was near the passenger door. We don't know why. That was their favorite place. And suddenly, the hood became their favorite place. As the hours pass, the ants slow down, stop altogether, or make their way to some other space. I'm relieved and a bit sad, but not that sad. No, not that sad. The next day, we take my car to a nearby car wash and we have it thoroughly cleaned inside and out. I don't know what the lesson learned is from this experience. I really don't. I'm just glad to have my car back. All right, we're ready for Q&A. I have one question this month, and it's an easy one. So, the question is, how do you select the libation for each month? I love this question. The answer is, there is no set method. I don't have a set plan for how I decide on which libation I'm going to feature. I started sharing a couple of my favorites last fall. I shared the French Martini and the Caipirinha. I'll probably share a few of my favorites in the future. The reality is I'm always looking at recipes. I'm always reading about wine, spirits, coffee, tea, and other things. And when I'm out, I pay attention to what other people are drinking, and that inspires ideas too. I also look at the stash that I have at home. I don't have a really big bar. It's big enough. And anyway, I look at those things and I try to find recipes using those spirits. That works for me. It works really well for me because I love the taste of everything that's in my own stash. So building a libation using the spirits from my own stash means I'm working with the foundation I already love. It's really hard to go wrong with the libation because the core, the foundation of the libation is something I already love the taste of. This month, it's a Monte Carlo using the Japanese whiskey I love. Next month, who knows? We'll see. Thank you for listening. If you have a libation you'd like me to try, let me know. Send me a message. You can connect with me on Instagram at Laughter and Libations, Twitter at Laughs and Libs, or the new Laughter and Libations podcast Facebook page. Share the podcast with a friend or two, and please subscribe or follow the podcast wherever you're listening today. And finally, check out laughterandlibations.com for articles on related topics. Until the next time, find what makes you laugh, and joy will find you. ¶¶